Many of your buildings suggest prior construction or carpentry experience. Where and how did you develop that?
Well, that's a good question. I just thank somebody that I came out with the talent. I've always been able to build. While I was in college, I used to go back down to Sacramento Valley and Reno, Nevada, where my mother and stepfather migrated to. And I built them some buildings in the summertime, some storage sheds and additions to their house that I did myself. So, it just seemed natural. How I acquired that, I don't know. Maybe genetics.
That's great. It definitely comes through in your work.
But it also reflects on the houses that I built during my practice myself and the houses that we lived in. So,
So you built basically the structures that you designed for yourself, your office
well,
and your
our
homes.
first house in Sheridan Heights, which was an AIA award thing, it started there where I had the general contractor put up the shell and get us enclosed, and then I took it from there. And then my next project down on East Lake, I extended that a little further. And then a third house, even further then. And then this house, which was totally mine. So it sort of worked upward. See how far I can go by myself.